Good morning and welcome to Frankly Speaking. Today we'll be discussing learning about right, wrong and the new right. I'm Helen Ackerman for George Mason University. Does a university have the responsibility to offer its students an education beyond the classroom? Most universities would say yes, that they must give their students a chance to broaden their horizons in a variety of areas. Most would also agree that a university should be a place where students are faced with alternatives and have their convictions, both religious and non-religious, challenged. But this view has come under attack recently as university campuses join the trend towards conservatism and the new right. How is this move affecting life on the campus? With me today to discuss this subject are Dr. Kenneth Kelly, Director, Student Activities at George Mason, and Father Philip Capella, Director of Catholic Campus Ministry and a member of the United Campus Ministries of Northern Virginia. Ken, you wrote in a recent article that student beliefs should be challenged at university, even though it may undermine their faith. Why do you think this is important?
Well, when I say beliefs should be challenged, I'm not talking only about religious beliefs. I'm talking about beliefs held about political viewpoints, beliefs held about situations in the world, about opinions they may have, prejudices they may hold. And I think the college experience is a very important time for people to take a look at why they hold the beliefs that they hold and to re-examine some of the rationale behind that and either come to some different conclusions or reaffirm the beliefs that they originally entered college with, but with a better understanding of why they hold those beliefs, whether they're secular beliefs or religious beliefs.
Would you agree with that, Father Capella?
The college experience is itself a very fertile experience. The college atmosphere provides a set of relationships, certain programs, certain activities, which the individual experiences and then relates to his or her own previous learning experience. And that's why I think it's endemic to the very nature of the university experience, that as I listen to something being said in the classroom, as I interact with other students or with a professor, I'm going to ask myself, how do I feel about that? How do I respond to that? Do I agree? Do I disagree? And then in the other parts of my life, what does that say to me about what I value, whom I value? So in that sense, the college experience itself is part of a slice of the whole of life. I think what it offers is some organization, some system, and hopefully from the teaching faculty, some expertise in regard to whatever discipline they're studying.
Of course, a lot of people are coming to this particular slice of life at very different times in their life these days. Do you think the age of the student affects what they learn at college, this kind of college experience that we're talking about?
In my own experience, very definitely. The experience that the typical undergraduate, 18 to 22 single, would bring would be a good one, but it would necessarily be limited in relation to, for example, a returning student, someone who had gone through one or two years of college and had to work, raise a family, so that the life experience would potentially be richer. Now, the college experience in that sense, as Ken said, in some way or another stimulates what a person is thinking and what a person is feeling. Ultimately, what the people do in response to that stimulus is when the change and when the growth occurs.
And one of the things I think that we try to do as educators is to help students learn the kinds of analysis skills and decision-making skills that they need to effectively analyze different viewpoints and come to those conclusions on their own, help make students become self-deciders, people that can make their own decisions and evaluate various options.
So that leads into my next question, which is, what are we talking about when we're talking about formal student development?
I think what we're talking about is focusing on the entire student and not just focusing on intellectual development. Many years ago, education was viewed in many circles as focusing just on intellectual development. It has become over time much more broadly focused, where you look not only at intellectual development, but emotional development and physical development. Some of the dimensions that we look at as educators and try to help students grow in are developing autonomy, helping to develop mature interpersonal relationships, teaching them some interpersonal kinds of skills so that they can enjoy their interactions with other people and be better functioning people themselves. Developing purpose in life, and that's not just career purpose, although that's certainly a part of it, but what are their interests and how do they like to spend their leisure time, and providing options so that they can be exposed to different sports, for example, or activities that they can take advantage of in later life, not just during college. And taking a look at moral development. Moral development is a major component of what college student development is all about. And I made reference earlier to trying to develop some congruence between one's belief system and one's actions. And I think that's one of the things we try to help our students do in college, is to take a look at how they're acting and try to help them discover how that relates to their belief system. Is it consistent or is it inconsistent? And if it's inconsistent, they need to do some re-examining there.
How do you teach these things, though? I mean, these are things that people learn throughout their life, and it's, how can you teach this in a formal manner?
You can teach it in a formal manner, and you can also teach it more informally. There are certainly classes that are offered in moral development and in various religious perspectives and so forth. Beyond that, though, there are many opportunities provided on a college campus for involvement in student organizations, where a student has an opportunity to lead a group or to organize an activity and practice their interpersonal and leadership skills in a real-life environment where they're developing programs, whether it's a lecture program they're bringing onto campus for other students, or whether it's a social event they may be organizing or helping to organize, so that there are opportunities there for them to actually practice a lot of the leadership skills that we're trying to teach.
I think Ken's point about the development in the different dimensions is good. I would like to add that there's also the dimension of the religious and the spiritual development, that as a person reflects on their values, their experiences, they ask themselves certain questions like, how do I imagine God? How do I relate to God? How do I relate to the people around me? They have a chance to experience and reflect on what they heard earlier in life. Does it make sense with what they feel now, what they hope for themselves?
Ken, another point you brought up in that same article was that campuses in general are moving to the right. What do you see as evidence for this?
I think there's several things that I'd point to, and I don't think I would say that every campus is moving to the right. I think it's a trend that's being observed on at least a fair number of campuses, and it's a reflection of the general political environment nationally. Some of the manifestations, I think, that we see on some college campuses are an increased tendency of organizations like the Moral Majority to advocate wide application of moral judgments, and I put moral in quotes, to provide ostensibly universal answers to questions that usually require a lot of latitude for individual differences. I would also say that there's been some reduced tolerance on the part of some students for the rights of libertarian, politically left-leaning groups, homosexual groups, and other individuals that are more frequently associated with the, quote, left, to organize, attain recognition on campus, and be able to offer programs without some kind of opposition to that. I don't think we're witnessing the kind of shift to the right on college campuses that's necessarily going to be a permanent one. I think most college campuses today are maintaining a healthy balance of representing both viewpoints on the campus and protecting the kinds of important rights like freedom of speech that help college campuses in their college student development role by exposing students to all viewpoints. And I think when I said in the article that some of the shift to the right poses some dangers, I think what I was pointing to primarily was when that shift to the right starts to infringe upon the rights of others to express themselves or to hold different opinions and not have those respected.
One of the things that I've noticed just in my reading has been that there seems to be a lot more activity by fundamentalist religious groups on campuses. Have you noticed anything like that, Father Capella, not just here but in other, when you talk with other campus ministers?
Yes, I do, especially in the capital region, the Maryland, the capital area, all of the state of Virginia, that there is more of an impetus, there is more money, and there's more of an attention to, and I'll use a very specific word, to indoctrinate students. Dealing and revolving around areas of religious change and even religious conversion, that's healthy, because I think not to change is to die. The more important thing is the response to people in moments of change, especially when they're vulnerable. The difficulty I have with some of the extreme evangelistic or fundamental groups is that there isn't necessarily the respect or the trust or the belief in the individual, that sometimes there is the imposition and the indoctrination. That's the difficulty and even the pathology of some of the cults, that they get to people in moments of vulnerability, in moments of crisis, and they give them the easy, the quick, and in my own mind, the cheap answer to some very, very deep questions. And to a certain extent, the decision is made for the person rather than respecting the right of the individual to think through his or her own thoughts and then to freely make the decision.
Why do you think this has arisen just at this time, this increased activity by these groups?
Part of it is, in general, within the United States, a whole religious revival. We didn't, in our own time, invent this. We are the inheritors within the American tradition of religious revival, of religious change. Many of the early people from the into the colonies from Europe were themselves part of religious revivalists over in the old country. So an idea in itself, the idea of religious revivalism, is not new to the United States. I think now it's unique because, as it were, in some cases the stakes are higher. In the case of the possibility of nuclear war, why want to see another generation? The fear of that. In the presence of the new Reaganomics and much of the uncertainty there financially and economically, why be generous to anybody else? Why be my brother or sister's keeper? Why not hold things in? That there is a lot of vagueness. There is a lot of insecurity. There is a lot of fear, personally, nationally, planetarily. And in that sense, the very easy temptation to want the clear, the quick, and the easy answer to a question. To me, it's unhealthy when things are responded to too quickly, when a person doesn't have a chance to think out, to develop his or her own thoughts, to reflect on their values, and then to make a free decision.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time. It's going to be very interesting to see what does happen on college campuses over the next 10 years. You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public service program produced by George Mason University. For information about our guests or this program, please call area code 703-323-2138. I'm Helen Ackerman for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.
didn't work.